Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Seeing the early response to today's Savage or Sensible, asking how I haven't died, saying I'm disgusting.
Yeah, those are all true.
Yeah, sure, whatever. But am I a savage? That is a question. Today's Savage or Sensible, bringing week-old leftovers to work so your significant other doesn't throw them out on you. So talked about it earlier this morning, Breeze. Was actually my good feels.
I'm gagging.
That earlier this morning, when I first got up from work, had a bit of a mission. Because I knew time was running out for the Thanksgiving leftovers. I knew that if I didn't get them out, if I didn't extract those leftovers from our fridge today, mm-hmm. my wife was going to toss them. No question.
Well,
my mind
the sand timer was running out, right?
Absolutely, it was. Yeah. So I thought, all right, what should I do? I mean, I can't let that happen.
No.
Of course not. No. So instead, I stashed them with the rest of my stuff, tiptoed off to work, and now those leftovers are safely residing in the fridge here. At the office.
Did you buckle them in this morning on the car ride in?
Yep, definitely. I also set up some wires in the home so I could just like pull myself and not have to sit on the floor.
Like your ticket for the stuffing?
Listen, because if my wife had seen me trying to extract those leftovers from the fridge,
It would have ended in an arm wrestle.
Yeah, probably. And she would have won because she's stronger than me. I had to do what I had to do. And that is why today, Savage or Sensible, bringing week-old leftovers to work so your significant other doesn't throw them out on you. I need to respond to something real quick. Again, okay. Many of the texts that are coming through. 585-222.
I'm concerned about your well-being.
9800 if you want to vote on today's Savage or Sensible. Poll up as well, 98pxy.com. This texter, leftovers aren't good after a week. You're going to get food poisoning. I have a tale to tell. I have gotten food poisoning exactly once in my life. One time. And you know how I got food poisoning, Breeze?
How?
It was not leftovers. No. It was not week-old Thanksgiving leftovers. Like I intend on eating here in, probably about an hour. Don't come at me with the, it's morning. Yeah, whatever. The time doesn't matter. I got food poisoning exactly once in my life. And it was actually at a restaurant where I got fajitas and they undercooked the steak. And that's how I got it. The irony. I have been doing this for 37 years.
I'm
eating leftovers.
Say that I've never gotten food poisoning before.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
It was the worst. It was terrible. Absolutely. But I have never gotten it. Knock on wood, from my beloved leftovers. Look, there's no one on this planet that loves leftovers more than me, just so you know. I think it's clear. I think I make it pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
So
it just gets to a point, though, where it's so much the same. Like, it's just, don't you
But it's
sick
the
of
best.
It?
No.
If you really are going to sit there and commit and say, like, oh, I've eaten it every day since last week. Mm-hmm. Like, it's time.
No.
It's time to move on.
There's today and tomorrow. I'll let it go after tomorrow. There's not a lot left. A little stuffing. So good. And then a little turkey left. And look, you could say, well, you could just make new. No, my dad made it. He's better. He actually like knows what he's doing. He's good at cooking. Not inept like me at literally everything. So there's that. That's the backstory. Thank you for all the interest in my personal safety, though. That's kind. But does this make me a savage? Joe the Cable Guy weighing in on the Club PXY Safe text line, 585-222-9800. Sorry, bro. Even I have to draw the line. Savage.
Yeah.
Why? You know, if there's any savagery here, it would have been my wife throwing it out. Knowing it full like, well I would have eaten it.
Corey, you're very like... You are successful. You have, you know, the means to go get new food. Like, it's just, you're kind of giving me a little bit of, like, scavenger vibes here.
I don't like to waste. That's part of it, too. I really hate
that.
Okay,
but you have brother and sister-in-laws that own a farm that you can easily just pop them on. Oh, well, that would be a little weird because they're eating their own...
What, give the chickens some turkey? Yeah, I don't know. Is that cannibalism? I mean, they're birds. They're all birds, obviously, not the same kind. I don't know. Yeah, no. It's fine. It's still good. Here's the thing. I make sure it still like looks fine. And then if it tastes weird, I wouldn't obviously continue to eat it. There's nothing grown on it. It's definitely fine. I'm not the only one out there who is still eating Thanksgiving leftovers, for the record. I know
my rolls were moldy. Like, I threw them out yesterday.
Did you leave them out or were they in the fridge?
What? Rolls in the fridge?
Yeah. That's how you keep things to last longer. You put them in a refrigerator and keep them cold.
Well,
I learn something new every day. So you're saying this is savage, Breeze. Why exactly?
It's savage because I just feel like you... There's an expiration date on fun things and life.
Yeah, okay.
That's just the reality of it for anything.
Uh-huh.
And there's an expiration date. And once you get past the week mark...
That's it.
It's time to move on with
why?
Your life.
Why is it a week?
Because you're gripping, you're clenching on to this food that, let's be honest, it's been sitting there. It just wants to be put out of its misery. Just throw it away.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't want anything. I'm pretty sure it's just it's food. It doesn't have thoughts
or
and feelings.
Or you give it away to someone who didn't have Thanksgiving
dinner. Oh, I'm going to give away my week-old Thanksgiving dinner to somebody else?
Why is that bad if you're saying there's nothing wrong with it?
Because it's my personal decision. Thank you. This texter, my boyfriend won't waste any leftovers. He tells me there's people out there without any food. You can't waste food.
Exactly. So go give it to...
Bravo.
There's a ton of people who do not have homes on the way up to, on your the way through to your commute.
Oh, yeah. I just drop off my my bag of turkey, my turkey scraps, and my stuffing. You think that's what I should do?
I mean, don't put it in the Pyrex. But.
I don't expect everyone to have the same timeline I do. When it comes to leftovers, I'm
it's
fine.
It's a gross timeline. That's why.
Listen, no, but who are you to judge my timeline?
Breezy?
Sensible. You can see or smell food when it goes bad. And Americans throw out 40% of food. That is savage. I'm sorry that I'm just conserving.
I think the most savage part for me is that you are going all these extra steps. Because you're making yourself look a little desperate. And I know desperate's our middle
and
name.
So... Why stop now, Breeze? Why stop now?
Another extra.
Another sensible vote coming through. I do this. My wife thinks it is disgusting, but as long as there's no mold and smells good, it's edible. This person, they've gone 2 weeks before eating something. It depends what it is. You could tell.
I don't know if this is the COVID or if I'm just actually that grossed out.
And look, again, given my track record, given my history, my career when it comes to leftovers... I've never gotten sick, so why would I be like, it's gross? No, it's fine. I might make a little bowl here in a couple of minutes.
Wow.
I did forget the gravy, though. That's upsetting. That's just sad.
Well, then what's the point?
Yeah, I'll choke it down. It'll be okay.
I'll choke it down. Yeah, you're going to be choking it down with all the spikes of fungi popping out of it.
It's probably good for you. It's fine. There's good bacteria, Breeze. Good bacteria.
Oh my gosh.
All right, if you want to jump in on this one, thank you for the support so far on the text line. Those that are not calling me disgusting and saying I'm going to die. 585-222-9800. Call us as well. I want to rally support from others that are in my position as well, because there's been a few texts here. I'm not the only one, okay? If you'd like to call into the show, we can normalize that it's fine to eat Thanksgiving leftovers a week later. It's totally okay.
It's not.
Poll is up as well. 98pxy.com. You can vote there. Text in the keyword vote if you want it sent right to your phone. A lot of people are saying sensible on this one, Breeze. A lot. How about this one? This is going to enrage you. On the text line, he's just using his resources.
Okay, so I'm like doing some research.
Yeah, sure.
And the FDA.
No, what do they know?
The food code.
They haven't even like approved that vaccine yet.
Says that all open and prepared food should be thrown out after 7 days maximum. No leftovers should survive in your fridge for longer than that.
Here we are.
Some foods should even be thrown out before the 7 day mark.
Yeah.
I would argue that meats, your turkey meat.
Yeah, it looks fine. Let me smell it. Smells great. Smells like home. So that smells like to me.
Smells like home, he says.
It does.
That's an insult because according to the FDA, this is a major, major, major safety issue.
But they're wrong because I am living proof.
How can they be wrong?
Because I'm 37 years old and I've never gotten food poisoning from eating leftovers that are too old. How about that?
I don't want to wish illness on you.
Oh, here we go. Breeze, in your position, I don't think you should do that. What happened the last time you wished illness on someone?
All right, we're not talking about that right now.
If you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. Savage or sensible, bringing your leftovers, your week-old leftovers to work so your significant other doesn't throw them out on you. Another sensible text to this person. Totally sensible. Eating leftovers is amazing, and it makes a quick lunch. Or breakfast, in my case, when you are in a rush. Ew. And it keeps you from buying out other food. It saves you money. I have leftovers all the time. Absolutely.
What are you buying out?
I think it's like spending
like
more.
Eating
like
out?
Eating out, I think so. Yeah. I mean, it's financially responsible. So there's that aspect as well.
You know what else isn't financially responsible?
What's that?
When you have to go to the hospital.
Never happened. Never happened. Has never happened to me.
To you?
So, yeah.
To you?
Listen, I'm not here to shame others and tell them when or when they should not eat food. I'm just telling you what my plan is.
But the thing is, Corey, you're going to be sorry one day.
Nah.
You're going to be very, very, very sorry.
I said
very sorry, Corey James.
I said it earlier. The only time I ever got food poisoning was actually eating at a
restaurant.
I don't
care about the fajitas.
Okay.
I don't care about the fajitas. Mm-hmm. What I care about... Have you talked to your parents about this?
Oh, they're fine.
Because I think if we're to boil down to that and your dad, like, knowing what you're doing behind his back.
No, it's not behind their back. They know. My love of leftovers. I'm an open book, Breeze.
I'm nervous for you.
You shouldn't be. I'm going to be fine.
I think you're being very, very, very risky with your decisions.
Oh, yeah?
In a time in the world where it's just filled with virus and disease, I think that this is the last thing you should be taking a gamble on, Corey.
Hang on a second. Let's get you some turkey.
Oh, my God.
It's good stuff.
Corey, your wife is going to leave you.
No. She's fine. She's fine. Everything's fine.
Really?
Everything's fine. Yeah.
I don't...
Can you imagine?
I know, that's a thing that I know.
Can you imagine the divorce proceedings? Why are you leaving this person? Irreconcilable differences. They eat leftovers after a week.
And you're setting a very, very, very bad example for baby Mace.
Okay. All right. Don't dad shame me here.
Come on, Corey.
I'm not.
You're setting a bad example for everyone.
I'm setting a great example. Stand up for yourself. Don't let people shame you.
No. Nope.
Let's go to the phones. 222-9800. It's Team PXY. Good morning.
5 days. That's all you got.
Wise Jim checking
exactly.
in this morning.
No, exactly. It's been
seven. Where is this rule, quote unquote, Wise Jim?
It's not a rule. It's just. You're pushing the spoilage, the bacteria, and all
listen,
that.
Listen. Yeah. Wise Jim, if your amount of time is 5 days, that's fine. I will not shame you for that.
Nope, that's everyone's time.
But don't shame me. Don't shame me.
There's nothing wrong with eating leftovers. But for me, it's usually 5 days.
Here's the thing, right? Like, why are we creating this magical, mystical number? When we have eyes and taste buds and noses, you can tell if something isn't good, Wise Jim. Come on.
No, I understand that. But here's the deal. If you really want to get an answer, call the health department. They'll tell you.
Listen. They're always going to just really err on the side of extreme caution. Look. When it comes down to it, I've talked about my track record. I'm 37 years old. I have been eating leftovers like an absolute maniac my entire life.
It's awful. Yep.
And I've gotten food poisoning exactly one time, and it had nothing to do with leftovers. It was undercooked fajitas at a restaurant in that moment.
How
it was fresh.
This is my concern, is like, how do you undercook fajitas?
Great
they bring
question.
It out, cooking
Amazing
on
question,
the skillet.
Breeze. I don't know, but I was very sick, and it was terrible. But I've never had that happen to me. I've never had it happen to me.
You probably had undercooked leftovers fajitas.
Ah, Jim.
No.
The
restaurant that I went to.
That's it, Jim. That's it.
Exactly.
Sounds like fake news, Jim. Sounds like absolute fake news.
No way.
All right, so this you're voting savage.
This is the wisest man. This is one of our wisest listeners.
Oh,
are you really going to besmirch wise Jim?
There we go. Now Breezy's on your side. Now Jim is the wisest when he's not going against you. I see how this works.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness.
All right, wise Jim. I appreciate your concern for my safety, but I'm going to be okay, I promise you.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, but for the concern that it might be, let's cut that down instead of a week, let's cut that down to 5 days.
Yeah, Jim, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's just not. That's absolutely not.
Or cook a smaller turkey every year.
Absolutely
that's
not.
True.
This is my favorite meal of the year. I will enjoy it. I am the person that celebrates their birthday for a month. Like, this is my equivalent. This is exactly what this is.
Nice. All right, guys. See ya.
Take it easy.
All right, Jimbo. See ya.
I do see a couple of savage oats coming through. Breeze, you want to read those from the text line?
Savage. Mm. I do feel like some people have strong stomachs and can handle leftovers for a longer period of time. My boyfriend's mom is like that, and she keeps leftovers for a very long time, and he's able to eat it. But whenever I eat his leftovers, I would get sick. So it's maybe it's case by case.
Maybe it's person by person.
Maybe you've been training for this your whole life,
sure.
Like Corey.
Yes, absolutely. Freeze, you know what this is? You know what this is? Know your body, right? I know my body. I know what my body can handle. You can handle leftovers for what some would say is a disgusting period of time.
Savage, Thanksgiving leftovers should be kept for 4 to 5 days tops. Tops.
Where is this rule?
Think about it like this. Like the turkey, that's me. And then all the Thanksgiving foods and side dishes and things like that. A lot of cream-based things.
Okay, I'm not eating anything cream-based.
That stuff could be curdling.
No curdling here.
Just
stuffing and turkey. We're good.
Where are we at on the poll?
How many times did you vote, Breezy?
I only voted twice.
Rolls her eyes. Yeah? How many times is that, actually? You say twice. How many times do you think?
Twice on this one computer.
All right. As some are saying about other voting processes, I smell some voter fraud happening for today's Savage Sensible.
So can't relate.
But today's Savage Sensible, I'll go by the numbers. I will I'll certainly say them. Savage Sensible, bringing week old leftovers to work, so your significant other doesn't throw them out on you. One more refresh before we go. 53% of the people voting do say
savage.
that behavior
savage.
That so many are calling disgusting
savage.
Is
savage.
Yes.
But I'm going to appeal this. I will go to the Supreme Court with this Savage Sensible rule. This is fake voting, fake votes, multiple votes.
Stop the votes.
Stop the count.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!